USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The images coming out of Ukraine are shocking and horrifying, but not surprising. So said White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan during a briefing. Sullivan adding war crimes are being committed by Russian forces.
We had already concluded that Russia committed war crimes in Ukraine, and the information from Bucha appears to show further evidence of war crimes.
He stressed Russia's plan is likely aimed at weakening Ukraine as much as possible. He praised Ukrainians for holding firm in much of the country and said Western allies will not break. Police in Sacramento say they've made an arrest in connection to Sunday's early morning mass shootings. Police Chief Kathy Lester saying DeAndre Martin was taken into custody on a charge of assault with a firearm and other charges. No other information is being released. This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The price of a gallon of gas broke records in many parts of the United States, and in an attempt to lower impact on consumers, the United States is releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day from the Strategic Oil Reserves. Andy Puzner is the former CEO of CKE Restaurants. He tells Fox News the president could do more for inflation and high gas prices.
All the president has to do is go out there and say, look, we're going to drill. We're going to approve these permits. We want funding for these companies that want to drill. We're going to put in pipelines. Energy prices would drop. The price at the pump would drop. If that doesn't happen, there's only one person you can blame, and that's Joe Biden.
The bird flu is causing a spike in egg prices. The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been killed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since the first of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
President Biden is unveiling his trucking action plan at the White House Monday afternoon to address supply chain issues in the United States. The president says part of the problem they're addressing is the rate states are issuing commercial driver's licenses.
We provided technical assistance as well as $57 million in federal funds to help states issue these CDLs faster. And I'm proud to report, because of Pete and others, so far in 2022, we're issuing CDLs at double the rate of last year.
Critics argue President Biden's plan doesn't address the real issues that are hurting drivers, rising gas prices and COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Two countries worked together to seize a Russian yacht.
The United States and Spain on Monday seized a $90 million yacht in Mallorca, owned by Russian billionaire Viktor Vekselberg, who is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Attorney General Merrick Garland said it marks the first seizure by the Justice Department's newly created Russian Sanctions Enforcement Task Force, and it will not be the last. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Kansas Jayhawks take on the North Carolina Tar Heels for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship tonight in New Orleans. Kansas punched its ticket after beating Villanova in the Final Four, while North Carolina upset Duke and ended the career of legendary Coach K. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.